Well, what scriptures are you going to stand on? Where are you going to get your basic, where's your information coming from? Well, I don't know. I heard you say it. It won't work just because you heard me say it. You got to know it in your heart, just like I did. But when I received Jesus as my healer that day and accepted Him as my healer, then you know what the scripture says? That we're supposed to say with our mouth what's in our heart, right? So when you got saved, you walked out the next day and told somebody, I got saved today or yesterday. I'm a born again Christian, right? Amen. You did it that night. Well, you did it the right way, young lady. That's the way you're supposed to do it, that night. But see, we're supposed to all be willing to confess Jesus is my Savior. Now, how many people do you know that are Christians who go to church all their life, and you've worked around them and with them, and somebody says, is Bob a Christian? Bob? Is Bill a Christian? Well, I've worked with him the last 20 years. I don't know if he is or not. Let me go over here and ask him. Now, if I got to come ask you, you ain't doing what Jesus told you to do, are you, Bill?
No, I'm not.
When I say, is there a Christian in the house? He said, that's one right there. That and right there. He prays over everything. He talks about Jesus all the time. If they ever met a Christian, that's him right there. Now, that's the way we're supposed to be known, right? That's the way we're supposed to be known. And when you really come to know the King, that's the way you will be known. But that next morning, after I accepted Jesus as my healer, I walked into my workplace. He met a Baptist preacher working there. I walked in and said, praise God, guys and gals. You're looking at a guy that received Jesus Christ as his healer last night, and I ain't going to never have another sick day in the name of Jesus. And they laughed at me. Oh, yeah. Thurman, you've always been a religious fanatic, but you've dropped off the deep end now. You know everybody's got to be sick. Now, what does the Word say? As a man thinks in his heart. If you think you're going to have to be sick, guess what? You're going to be sick. If you think you're going to have pills, Jesus says, as you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. You believe you can build a building for Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. Because you're a son of God, right, son? I can do all things for my King. There ain't nothing impossible with me. You know, in fact, when Lisa, she come out the minister center cleaning the minister center yesterday. And, of course, I'm running a big old tractor hauling dirt, and we're out there doing everything. We've been putting up forms and all kinds of stuff. And she said, is there anything you can't do? And I said, absolutely not. I am a son of God. I'm a joint heir with the King. Christ lives in me. I mean, I said, with Him, just on my own, I can't do nothing. But I said, with Him, all the mysteries and all the treasures and all the secrets of the universe are in Him. And He's in me. So all I got to do is ask Him and He shows me. And I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. See, Paul had learned that secret, hadn't he? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So what can you and me do? All things. That's right. Ain't nothing. Somebody told me one time, said, do you believe you could make a pair of slacks? I said, of course I can. Have you ever made a pair? Nope. Never have, but I know I can. Well, whenever I was flying for the airlines, I had a lot of time when I was on standby. So I went down one day and I bought me a pattern. I bought me some material and all the stuff. And I went home. Of course, I knew all about sewing. I mean, I had a upholster shop when I was an 18-year-old boy. I made upholster for cars and stuff when I was 18. And so I knew how to sew. I knew how a sewing machine worked. I was mechanically inclined. And so I sat down and I made myself a pair of slacks. I kept those for years. But the only thing I decided that I went down and bought about $15 worth of parts, material, buttons, zippers, and all that kind of stuff. And then about 25 hours later, I had a pair of slacks I could have bought at Walmart for $9. You know, so I thought, dude, this don't make no sense. So now I can do it. I made a pair, but it's not too economically, feasible for me to do this. So I think I'll just buy them from now on, you know. So, you know, you can do it though, right? I can do it. And I made a pair, so I know I can, you know. So I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So nothing's impossible. But when you receive Jesus as your healer, you've got to know what this word means, and it's got to become a rhema, or revelation knowledge to you, to your heart. And when you get a hold of this, and I receive Jesus by faith as my healer, 23, 24 years, whatever it's been, somewhere between 20 and 25 years ago, I have never had a sick day since. Now then, is that a good deal?
Amen.
I mean, 25 years and not have need be sick? And not only have I not been sick, but I have been able to pray for people and get people healed, multitudes of them. Now, some of you have, I hate to keep doing this to Randy. Randy, come up here. You got to tell these people, there's always a new bunch. Come up here and tell these people what Jesus has done for you. Now, here's a young man that had lived a bad life. Tell them where you come from, Randy, and tell us how sick you were and how long you were sick. Hear what Jesus, tell them about your life.
Well, 1983, I was stricken with epilepsy. So I had epilepsy for all these years, seizures, two or three a week at least.
But now all those years you were serving Jesus, right?
No.
Okay. You weren't serving Jesus.
No.
You were out there in the world.
In the world.
Okay. You know, that's enough said about the world. You don't have to tell them what you did.
Thank you.
You were just living in the world.
I was living in the world. And I came to a healing school. August will be 3 years. Next year will be 3 years. And I was listening to Thurman tell me that I could be healed. But I'll go back one more step. I was taking 26 pills a day. I had epilepsy, depression, manic depression, and anxiety and all that. And I didn't wait for Thurman to get to the end of his teaching healing school. I just ran down here and I wanted him to pray for me so I'd get healed. Well, then I listened to him. I didn't feel anything when he prayed for me. I listened to him go on. And he said I had to repent. And I think it's important that I say this real quick, because I just, a couple years ago, found out what the word repent really means. I thought it meant to confess. And that's okay. And if I mess up tomorrow, I'll repent again. But repent means to turn away from. So when I was sitting there next to my pastor, J.C., from the Upper Room Church, Thurman told me I had to repent. So I repented to my pastor. And my pastor brought me back down here to Thurman, and Thurman prayed for me again. And going home, I asked Thurman about my medicine, because I had my vest pocket. I rode my motorcycle to the healing school. I had my vest pockets full of my medicine. I said, what do I do with all these? And he told me that was between me and God. God would let me know when to stop taking them. And I've kept these medicines in my pocket for years and rode my motorcycle. But when I got back to Denton, all my medicine was gone. And our marquee outside our church says total healing for the total man. And I stood under that light and I looked at that. And I thought, well, that's God telling me that I don't have to take it no more. So from that day to this, I have not had one seizure or not taken any medication at all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God, don't we, Randy?
A mighty God.
From 1983 until 3 years ago, actually it won't be three until August, 2.5, he's had 3 to 5 seizures a week?
At least.
At 3 to 5 seizures a week. And all because of sin. See, now, when he said he was in the world, I wouldn't want to tell you where he lived in the world, but he done bad things in the world. You know, like how many people living in the world do bad things? Nearly all of them, you know. But he lived there, and he had no idea that those sins were bringing this sickness upon him. It came upon him in 83. And then when he finally learned what repent means, and he turned from those wicked ways and confess those sins to God, I said, now, Lord, I will walk holy in obedience to your word. And the last 2.5 years, that's what you've done.
Right.
You've quit sinning, right?
I mess up. But,
yeah, but you've, most of the
I
time, you're...
I have a just God that forgives me.
Yeah. You ain't trying to sin no more like you used to.
I ain't trying to sin no more. I ain't practicing.
You're trying to walk holy before God, right?
Right.
Praise the Lord. Oh, goodness gracious. The Lord changed Randy's life forever. I mean, all those medications. What did you say, 26 of them?
Yes.
26 medications he was on every day, and then still having 3 to 5 seizures a week. And he comes up and repents of all his sins, asks God to deliver him, and we pray for him. And 2.5 years ago, 2 years last August, so this is not quite even 2.5, nearly 2.5, There's a young man that hadn't had a single seizure or a single problem walk in divine health. I mean, do we serve an awesome Jesus? Isn't he awesome? Don't you love serving a God that answers prayer? Oh, me, but this God we serve, you know, he's the same God as Allah, you know. Give me a break. You know, the church don't even know who her God is today. You know, I hate to say, but I voted for President Bush because I thought he was a Christian. I thought he was a Christian. But I'm going to tell you, I have my doubts whether there is any Christians up there in Washington now or not. I know there's got to be a few. There's got to be a few. But we don't know it. We don't know the Lord very well. Anytime a man can have a get-together at the White House for the Muslims and have all of the congressmen vote and they set aside this month called Ramadan for the Muslim religion and make it a special time for those people, Muslims, with what they're doing to us. Hey, I got a problem with that. Yes, brother?
About 3 years ago...
Wait a minute, let me get a mic so somebody can hear you. Somebody else can hear you. I can hear you, but they can't. Okay.
About 3 years ago, when... We're hearing so much about the Muslims and the religion and everything. I went to the library and I checked out a Quran. And it took me about 5 minutes in that Quran to find out that thing was nothing but a pack of lies. Because the first thing I read, it said, it's impossible for Jesus to be the Son of God. And that's when I closed it up and said, I know all I want to know about Muslims right there.
Yeah. Yep, well, it sounds to me like that borders real close around the devil, doesn't it? It's impossible. But anyway, let's come back to the scripture right here and let's see after God talks to us again and again. And he keeps us from the grave. Now, do you think God wants to keep you from the grave?
Yes.
I know he does. He does not want you to die prematurely. So he's trying his best to keep you from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. Now, see, he wants you to live a good, long, healthy life on this earth. It's what he wants.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.